What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Handmaid's Tale USA edition.
And also, brush fire here, brush fire there.
Oh, yeah, another fire.
Living in LA.
Is this Sepulveda one controlled?
I think so.
It happened like at 2 a.m. last night.
Dude. Oh, it did?
Yes.
That's so scary.
Someone on Instagram stories at like midnight driving home posted about it, and then Rick Glassman reposted it. And I was like, there's no way this is right now. And you see the signs. Sepulveda. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So fires are not over just yet, but. Thank you for everyone who's given support and acknowledge it, but
it's 60% contained and it's only 45 acres. So very, very small.
Okay. Small,
but still like it's, massive. It's on that main road where we drive down all the time.
Yeah. I was like, isn't that where we'd go for our other,
it's studio? On the way to the old studio.
Right. I mean, that's the one that like caught on fire, that whole area a couple years back where it was just
like the
fully ablaze. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Do you guys want to start by giving your hearts out to each other by any chance?
Hell.
Sure. That's how you do it.
For the record, as a resident Jew, I will just make it very clear. That is what it was. The defense of it by calling it autism or anything else is an insult to people with autism. It is an insult to victims of the Holocaust, survivors of the Holocaust. I will have none of it. You can show this to anybody who denies what it was. As a Jewish person who has family from the Holocaust, it was a despicable act. Elon Musk, go fuck yourself.
I will say he did tweet something this morning that made me
LOL. What did he do?
What, Aaron?
He did like a whole tweet because he keeps being like, they're being so silly about this, yada, yada, yada. But he tweeted a bunch of little phrases, and one of them was his pronouns would be he/Himmler.
He said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not denying it. He's
what?
Yeah.
I think it to him, he's like playing in the joke.
No, 100%.
It's like, memeing. No, you're actually, what?
He is like memeing, but when you have an office in the White House and you're the richest person in the world.
No, I know.
It's just not. Like,
yeah. It's just wild how he like doubles down like on it.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The moment.
It's oh, not yeah. Once. He really it's put his twice. Whole seat yes. into the hail, too. He made the grunt, and it's also like.
It's all still gussy.
Yeah.
But it's all still gussy into that one.
Yeah, dark times.
That's crazy.
Don't let anybody gaslight you into not believing what you saw, because that is what we saw. It's also not the first time these people have tried to take us out.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been there before. We beat them before. We'll beat them again. There's a video of a like from 1949 or 45. It's like a black and white video of a Nazi building, and it's the swastika on the building, and it's just getting blown the fuck up. Nice. So I just keep playing that to manifest that that's going to be in our future again. But
well, I thought this was interesting. Speaking of Elon, the on Reddit they started banning like X links.
Yeah,
which
you know
is
who started that?
Who?
New Jersey subreddit.
Really?
Made a post a few days ago saying we should ban all links from x.com and not allow them on our platform anymore, like on the subreddit for New Jersey. And every single state followed suit, and now like every Dang. Reddit is following
yeah
suit.
Every like subreddit I follow is like, should we should ban x here too, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
Whoa.
But it's also annoying for people who don't have Twitter or x, and because when they click on it you can't even open
yeah,
it
it's,
so
it's
people
not
are
good...
like just like screenshot it or whatever.
Well, yeah, if you don't have Twitter on your phone, you click a Twitter link, it doesn't work. So it's just a good
yeah, Matt knows
thing to do anyway.
Matt knows all too well.
Oh wait, I was locked out of my Twitter account for like,
well yeah, that's what I mean, for like
years.
That's crazy. So you missed the whole like transition
from Twitter yeah. to
X. It was like right when Twitter was like switching over, I think, because remember you were like reaching out and people were like,
oh, and everybody got fired. Yeah.
My Twitter account got hacked the day Elon became like, or had bought it or whatever. And the girl was just like, well, we're all losing our jobs right now, and you're the last like thing that I'm doing before I pack up all my things into a box. And then I ran into that girl in Malibu at like Malibu Wines or whatever. She came up to me and was like, Matt, I worked at Twitter. You were like the last case I worked on. Did you ever get it back? And I'm like, nope.
Oh my God.
But I think she found a job, I think.
All right, so
at X.
Oh,
why were you late today, Matt?
I wasn't late. Wait, I was actually
honestly,
the first
me
one.
Aaron, in, yeah.
I was the first one in the studio.
And he got yeah.
You know, I got pulled over. I got pulled over.
Matt,
first
how
time
dare you?
I ever have been pulled over in the 10 years that I've lived
in
LA.
Oh,
I've been pulled over like in Texas, but actually, it's been like 10 years since I've gotten a ticket. I was going down Fountain. I don't even know what intersection I was at. Near like there's a gas station right there, and
were you close to the studio or still close to home? like middle.
6 minutes away. Okay. 9 minutes away.
Okay. I was just curious what? For my own personal.
Just for the record, 9 minutes away, Your Honor. 6 minutes. Strike that for the record.
I was just trying to remember, like, me, like, obviously thinking I have to get to good influences and looking down at what time it has in a 6 and a 9, you know. They're the same thing upside down. That's the only thing what I was processing.
That's my anyways. My astrology symbol.
69?
Yeah.
Oh, Gemini.
Cancer.
Cancer. Damn. Mine too. Fuck. And so I'm just sitting there and I was listening to NPR and then I was like trying to figure out what they were talking about. You know how they like on Up First it says what you're listening to?
The topics?
The topics.
Yeah.
And I look at it and then out of the corner of my eye, guy on a motorcycle like has like a camera and has a camera out and it almost looked like he me I don't know if he took his body cam off and took it like that or it looked like, you know, they have their microphones on their body. It was like that
and you're at a red light.
Gotcha. And I'm like, they're on my phone and I look and I'm like, what was that? And at first I thought it was like that?
He's a fan.
Yes. I thought it was like a photographer, a documentarian, just like, you know, a Casey Neistat. Yeah, just a guy who's capturing his day. And I was like, oh, wait, what was that? And then I'm like, he's on a motorcycle. Wait. And I was just on my phone. I think he just took a picture. And then, because we were at a red light, and then it started going green, and he starts getting behind me and turns the lights on.
And he's on a motorcycle?
He's on a motorcycle.
Whoa. Siren 2?
I didn't know that you couldn't look at your phone at a red light.
Yeah, that I thought you, at a red light, you're not even moving.
That's so weird.
I feel like I've always like just kind of like...
Just don't be on your phone.
Because people are like, even you're if driving. You're at a red light, I mean, like you still need to be aware, blah, 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 which like is true, but...
Yeah, I was at a red light on my phone.
Did you bring it above the window? Like, probably. Where it was like in...
No, I think I definitely was
yeah,
like
that's...
This.
You can't
he
do that.
He was taking a selfie.
the lights are in the background before you noticed. It's a cop walking
did
up.
Did you get a ticket?
And so, yeah, he pulls me over. Well, then I'm like, okay, I'll go right into this gas station parking lot. He's like, do not go into the gas station parking lot. Like, God. Telling me on the megaphone. Continue to pull forward.
Trump's America.
Just when you're getting pulled over, your brain is going through so much.
Oh
my God. I'm like, wait, okay, oh, wait, I got to turn it down. Turn down what I'm listening to hear him. And he's like, continue forward and take the next right at the intersection. And then I'll I'm like, bossy. Okay. And then I pull right, you know, into the intersection. And then it's like a school zone, like a drop-off area. And I'm like, well, do I park here? Do I continue
not in front
to
of
go?
The children.
Luckily, there were no kids or parents out there.
Like, and like, no one filmed me. No one filmed me.
TMZ shows
sorry,
up.
Sorry, continue.
And then I like
Hollywood start, fix. Matt King, any words?
And then I slow down and then I'm like kind of pulling up to this like drop-off zone, like going, this is the only place I can park because the rest of the street is like packed with like you know, permit parking. I don't want to get another ticket.
100%.
And
they
then,
do that.
He gives me a nod. He's like, this is okay. We pull up. You know, and like, you know, you put your hands on the wheel and everything and like roll down the window.
Did you do this?
Did he ask if you had any weapons?
Here's my ID.
No. He goes, just license and registration. And I go, okay, here's my license. And now I'm reaching for the glove box to get
did
my registration.
Yeah,
I did. Just to, you know, I didn't want to make any like fast movements on him.
Were you in like panic state? Like, oh my God. Or were you just like, okay, this is going to be fine. Like, did you go into panic mode?
No, I wasn't like in panic mode. I think I was more just making sure that like I had anything. And I think I was more, when he goes registration, I don't feel like I have my documents that organized.
Yeah.
And so you're pulling it out. You're like, wait, is this
like
a registration or this is like a maintenance bill?
And then
I have and then I freaked out because I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, my registration, the paper is like where you took, like, you know,
yeah, the sticky.
The stickers, but it was from 2021, but I know that my registration is from this past year.
Yeah.
The stickers are fine. So I was like, here's the registration thing, but my stickers are good. He goes, oh, that's fine. I'll just check. You're good. I just want to make sure that you have some documentation.
Did he seem like an asshole?
Okay. His mustache had, you know, when people do like the waxed like curl tips?
Handlebars?
He had 10 all across his like mustache.
He had what?
10. He looked like a steampunk villain.
What do you mean?
You gotta be kidding.
Like, so
I would be like, you're
curl.
Not a
so
real cop.
I'm talking about like 10. One curl, two curl, three curl, four curl,
what?
Five
what?
Curl.
You're
gonna be like, can I please take a picture of you? No one will ever believe that I got pulled over by a 10 curled steampunk
wax tipped curled. But yes, he looked just like an evil carnival villain.
Still.
Step right up here. Step right up.
When you were pulling over at that point, were you like, oh, it had to be because I was on my phone? Or were you like, why am I getting pulled over?
No, when he was there at the window and it looked like he like took a picture of
yeah.
me. And I knew I was on my phone and getting pulled over. I go, that had to have been it.
Yeah.
That
don't had take to a have photo of me.
I think I would be like, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah, because Aaron, yeah. Oh, yeah, Aaron said that. Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm sitting there. He takes my stuff.
Like this?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking all within the mustache.
That's tragic.
That's a guy who has it coming out of his nose.
Yeah. What kind of lifestyle does that person mustache, lead, Mike. You know?
And you sure it wasn't a finger tattoo?
No. He just had tons of curls. And then, so we're sitting there.
I'd have so many questions. Like, what do you do in your free time, sir?
Like, yeah, what is your house like? I would invite him to come on the podcast.
Yeah, no, I want to see his house.
the cop?
Did you get his name? I want to see where he lives.
No, so I didn't get his name. I didn't get his badge number. I was just trying to like make it just go smooth because I wanted to come here to the podcast and not be late. Yeah. And but then, so I'm sitting there and we have the window down and I'm hearing music blasting. But I'm thinking like, oh, it's just the neighborhood. Someone's blasting music. And then this woman comes out of the school and she like stops right in front of my vehicle. He's behind me in his motorcycle and goes, is that your music?
To you?
No, to the cop. And I'm like, and I look at him and I go, that's your music? I mean, I just feel like if you were a cop, you wouldn't be blasting music the whole time you're pulling somebody over.
It's a little rude.
Blasting it.
He's pulling a prank on you.
and he goes like, it is. She goes, I love that. Have a great day. And then looks at me and is like.
You're kidding. So she's like fugitive.
Yeah, she's like complimenting the cop for like blasting his music or loving his music.
And they're just like kikiing.
That's you. You're playing music.
On his motorcycle, he's got a system.
Blasting. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's standard issue for the police officer to have a Bose surround sound system.
Well, I feel like they have to have that a speaker to, that's what he was projecting when he had to pull me over. I think most cop cars have an external speaker.
I'd just be blasting Taylor Swift.
Especially like for a motorcycle. So
what'd you get the ticket for?
Being on my phone.
How much was it?
They don't say like the price on the ticket.
You get it like mailed to you or something?
Yeah. The thing is, there's straight up, I can't like challenge it because they're going to be like, here's a picture of you. I mean, it was silly, lesson learned to not be on my phone. So but I think I shouldn't. He was just like, you know how like they say, like, don't immediately agree with the cop though when they pull you over?
Or
Like, you go, do you know why I pulled you over? Be like, no, officer, why? You can't be like, oh, was it because I was speeding or I pulled my phone out? Because then even if you admit to something that you didn't do, they can still charge you with it because you just admitted that you did it.
Yeah.
And so I just more like, he didn't even ask me. He goes, you on your phone? And I was like, and just took it. And so I just
I feel like I say, I don't know, was I?
Yeah.
Or you tell me.
What do you mean? What do you mean by
you're
that?
You're the
sir?
Cop.
I don't know.
He would just be like, here's a picture of you driving your vehicle or.
And then you could be like, oh, yeah, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Or you just don't say anything. But also, if he has the picture of you, it's like.
That's why I like didn't want to ask any questions. There just wasn't like any moment to like. Could I shift this into my
You got
to
just keep note of where the windows are and just never lift it above the windows, Matt. That's the
I'm just never going to look at my phone ever again.
I feel like when these things happen, it's like for 2 weeks. 100%. I'm always like, I'm going to be so good and like never do it. And then it's like, no, whatever. And then I just start doing
Maybe
it again.
Maybe it's just definitely around like and just.
Can you be on an iPad? Because a phone is different than an iPad. I wonder if you're like, I'm using it for my GPS.
No, like y'all have computers in your car.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's
what that's if you're like, what if you're like diabetic and you're like, I was just testing my blood sugar. That's literally it's not my phone.
Matt, I'm not even kidding you. I was going to tell you to say something like that.
Yeah, like, oh, no, yeah, it's my diabetes. My psoriasis medication. Like,
a medical thing.
Like or just
what if
just
you're looking at like maps?
Yeah, just GPS. That's what I've said that before. I was like, I was just looking at my GPS, and they say, well, you can't have your hands on your phone when you're looking at it. I said, okay, I'll get it.
So
get
you have been pulled over
in New Jersey. You get pulled over once a month. No, I'm like
once a month.
New Jersey
getting pulled over. That's crazy.
Everybody
Maybe
gets pulled over.
You're just a bad driver.
Once a month.
No,
I can't imagine getting pulled over 12 times a year, and that's like
that's
normal
crazy.
Thing.
It's all you get pulled over all the time.
Oh my god,
I'd
be so normalized by it. I'd be like, what now?
Like people like donate to their local. police unions, because then you get a card that says that you donated to the police union.
And so put a sticker on your car or whatever?
Yeah, you can get a sticker. I used to have like a shield. If you like donated a lot or if you knew a cop, they can get you like
that's
a shield.
Propaganda.
It's all corrupt. New Jersey's like one it's of the most politics. Corrupt states.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Once a month.
But I've never even heard of a single person being pulled over in my 5 years of living in this town.
Yeah. I've never been pulled over here. Knock on wood.
Like when I don't know if I ever told it on the story, but like some guy at my old house, he sort of followed me home because he thought that I cut him off, and he followed me into my house. And then I was pulling into my parking spot.
Is this your old house?
Home?
Like in my house that I used to live in. Not my apartment. Like this was like 2 years ago.
That's crazy. As a woman, I wouldn't be going back to my house.
Yeah.
Well, we know I didn't realize he was following, but I like
pursuit.
Like, well, like I heard this guy like honk his horn at me, and I like pulled into my parking space, and then I like went to adjust my spot, and he was right behind me, and I accidentally bumped into his car because he was right behind me.
Oh god.
And he like forced me into this like awkward position, and I got out of the car, and he was like, do you fucking know what you did now? Like, you see what you did? You're in big trouble, motherfucker. And I was like, whoa,
when was this?
This was like 2 years ago.
Wow.
Okay. I was like, brother, let's calm down, what's going on? And he was like, you almost cut me off, you almost fucking killed me, do you know how crazy you were going? And I was like, sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. This car has 4 cameras all around it. I'm happy to review any footage of anything you think. And he goes, and now you just hit my car. You're in big trouble, motherfucker. I will fuck you up. And I was like, listen,
sir. This is in New Jersey?
No, this is like my house with Adam.
Right. I was like, when did you have a car?
And so he's freaking out. And then someone else gets out of the car, his partner, and goes, babe, you have to calm down. We've talked about this in rage therapy. You cannot go from 0 to 100.
Oh my God.
I told you not to follow him. And now look what happened. Now our car has damage. What are you going to do about this? And the guy was like,
this episode is sponsored by Apostrophe. We have problems with our skin sometimes. And sometimes it can be embarrassing. You know, like you break out right before your school pictures, right before your wedding day. Kind of the classic, you know, oh my gosh, I got a big zit. But I do remember we were doing a shoot for something up a couple years ago, and I fully broke out. And like, I don't get acne that often, and I fully broke out. And I was like, cool, perfect timing. Love my skin. I normally do love my skin, and acne is normal. It's just, you know, it's kind of annoying sometimes. And that's why we're so excited that we're partnering with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne and dermatology treatment for your unique skin. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne to even back, chest, and butt acne. Treat breakouts from head to toe. Now, when I did it, I filled out a quiz. I took photos of the front of my face, the sides of my face, and then they prescribed me Tret. I was looking for more anti-aging, you know, even skin tone. And that's what they suggested. And it was so easy. The packaging is so cute. They ship it to your door. Like, you don't have to go anywhere. Wait in a waiting room. Nothing. It's great. We have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/good when you use our code good. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/good and click get started. Then use our code good at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
And then he got back into his car, and he like calmed down, and I was talking to his boy. I was like, is he okay? And he was like, listen, he has a rage problem. I told him not to follow you, blah blah blah. And I ended up like calling the cops, because I was like, there's a crazy person at my house. The cops were like, yeah, we don't really send people out unless there's damage to the city or an injured person. I was like, okay, so what am I supposed to do there? They're like, just, you know, exchange information, and if he wants to press inference, whatever. So he did.
He did?
He did. He claimed that I smashed into his car, even though, like, the only reason I, like, touched his car was because he swerved to block me in without even, like, whatever. So
Your own home.
Yeah, in my home.
Yeah.
I was, like, pulling into my parallel parking spot, and he, like, slammed on his brakes, so, I couldn't get out, and it made me, like, he basically hit me because I was moving.
Yeah.
But I sent him, I took the footage off my Tesla, and I looked at the footage, and this dude was up my ass, like swerving, speeding, and like slammed up right behind me, almost rear-ended me. And I was like, I had no idea this was even happening. So I sent that to the insurance company, and I also have like a Ring sticker outside of my front door, and that's where it was. And he was texting me like paragraphs of like, I'm gonna find out who your neighbors are, and I'm gonna get the Ring footage off of them, and you're going to jail, motherfucker, and like sent me crazy texts. The Ring camera that he was talking about was my Ring camera, so I'm like, you're not gonna get it. So I sent all this to the insurance, and it turns out we both had the same insurance, like we both had Geico or State Farm or whatever, and they were like, yeah, he's our client too, just don't talk to him anymore, you could block his number, we'll take care of this. And then everything was dropped. Nothing happened, and it was fine.
I can't believe we've never heard this before.
I know. That's crazy. I've never heard this
story.
I
remember when this happened.
Yeah. It was a little traumatic for me because I was just like, this is like insane. And he was being very abusive. But I also am like, he's just a crazy person who has clear anger management issues. And
I hope that person that he's with is okay.
I know.
We've talked about this, babe.
Anger management. I'd be like, I have the ick now. Boredom.
Yeah, it was crazy. But the cops like
show us. I want to see the Ring camera footage. I would have literally moved after that.
Yeah, he's gonna come kill me.
Well, I don't have the Ring camera footage. I don't have because that was like it was all the Ring cameras are pointing in the yard. They're not pointing at the street.
But the Tesla camera stuff of the whole conversation.
Yeah. I could show that to you guys. It's crazy. It looks like a James Bond movie with this guy following me around. But
someone was doing that to Nolan like a couple months ago, and it was like on our street. He was like approaching our street, and he was like, "Well, I'm not going to drive home because like this person's being crazy." And they were just at a stoplight, and this guy like parks basically and gets out and heads towards his car. And Nolan's like, "What the hell?" Like this guy had just been like trying to cut him off and like going behind him and stuff, and it was just scary. And then luckily, like it turned green, so Nolan could like take a left or whatever. And the guy like ran back to his car to like follow him, but then
people
he didn't.
Are not well.
It was crazy.
Just like say a few cuss words and move on with it. Yeah. Like, a normal person.
And it's always like a goddamn BMW.
BMWs
always a BMW.
A lot of times it's a Porsche.
Have you ever contested like a ticket or anything?
I just did.
Oh,
it was my fault, but I did contest it. I was like volunteering, and I got a ticket. While I was volunteering, because they told
me a parking ticket.
Well, it's because they were like park on that street, and I was like, okay, so I did.
Was it a permit only street?
So it was definitely my fault. It was, I don't know. I feel like that week, all the days were mixed up to me. I think it was right after we recorded on that Monday or something like that, and we like parked there, and it was like street cleaning, like Monday. It was like the time, and I was like, okay, cool, it's Tuesday, like doesn't matter. Like literally in my head, I was like, doesn't matter. They also told me to park over there, like on that street. I don't know if they realized
usually
it was street.
When there is like a crisis or something going on in the city, they are a little bit more lax about parking zones.
No, I got two tickets.
Two tickets.
Yeah, I got one for parking where the street cleaning is. Like, sorry, you can't clean your street this week. Like, so sorry. It was my fault. But and then the second one was I don't have a license plate on the front. Because like with Tesla, you have to like drill to like put a license plate on your front.
No.
I've had Tesla for years.
I think they don't seek that out. That it's a penalty, but it's a tack on like if you're doing something wrong.
I will say it's only $25 ticket, so it's not that crazy.
For the front license plate. What's the other one, like $80?
$75. But I think that it's like they like fixed it.
Did you tell them?
Oh, really?
I called just to like see if they would do anything, and she was like, okay, I'll just I was like volunteering. It was like right after the fire, you know, and she was like, oh yeah, let me just put in I don't know, it sounded so insane. It was like helping,
doing good.
It was something like that. It
good
was
Samaritan.
Yeah, it was something like that. That's I was like crazy. Okay, sure. And then I was like, I mean, I'll go to court if I have to.
Use code good for 20% off.
I got one during COVID when like they were like, okay, no one leave your houses. No one do any of that
That's
stuff.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
For street cleaning, like a parking situation?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I called and they were like, no.
Like they were like, you don't have to pay it?
No, they were like, you can go fuck yourself.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, you literally told me I wasn't allowed to go outside.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I try to contest any ticket like that. I take a picture. I write an email. I'm like, this is where, but they don't
care. It's so funny when Nolan and I got back to the car, I was like, I got a ticket. And I was like, what? And I literally was like taking a picture of the sign because I was so sure for sure it was a Tuesday, not a Monday. And he was like, babe, it is Monday. I was like, oh, I was trying to take a picture of the sign.
I mean, do we really need street cleaners blowing leaves and twigs around while there's a fire raging and 100 mile an hour winds?
No. What do they do? They don't suck it up?
I feel like they sweep it.
Yeah, but where does
like,
it go?
It goes into like you've never seen the trucks?
No, I've seen them, but I'm like, where is it going?
It kind of, I'm just like,
it's trash. I feel like it's like half sucking it up, half just blowing it back out.
No.
It's not like a vacuum cleaner.
Okay, it's like two huge like bristle circles. Wheels that go in and then collect that, and then that goes up into like basically a garbage
so
truck.
Sucked
they
up.
Don't blow the trash
but if
out.
But if you ever see one, it looks like there's dust
I have an answer.
Flying out of it. It's not 100% efficient. It's not a Dyson.
How much of the stuff would then go, are they blowing out into the street?
I would say it's like 80% is getting sucked up and 20% is just getting re-blown out.
I don't think think that's, yeah.
Okay, what do you have for us?
Well, it says a street sweeper works by spraying water on the road surface to loosen dirt, then using rotating brooms to sweep debris towards the center of the machine where it is collected by a conveyor belt and deposited into a hopper. Essentially, it uses a combination of water spray, brushes, and a vacuum system to clean the road surface by pushing dirt and debris into a collection bin. And then...
Does it say anything about the 80-20? Like,
yeah, let me see.
To put 20% goes back
out. How much actually gets sucked up? Like, how do you do that?
It definitely does look like dusty when they go away.
There's so much trash. Like, a lot of trash in LA.
I know.
Man, there's a whole YouTube video. Everything you need to know about
street sweeping. We should go on a tour, like, on a ride with them. Yeah, just like, what's it called when you, like, go, like, a tag along?
Like a ride along?
A ride along. That's what
A ride. Or you're like, you shadow someone for a day?
Yeah, we're just shadowing.
It'd be so boring.
Can we intern as street cleaners?
So fucking out of touch.
So out of touch.
Just out of curiosity.
Oh, wait, I have a really fun update from Caffeination Station.
Oh, really?
I went into her she was live, and I was like, oh my gosh, Carly and Contra from Good Influence is here. Didn't think she would see it because she has so many viewers. And like the comments are going crazy, and she was like, oh my gosh, Carly, hello. And she's like, you guys have to come here. And I was like, oh, we like always like say we're gonna cut, like, you know, joke or whatever. Yeah. We want to go. I was like, Matt even like tried to figure out what airport we'd land in. She was like, okay. She's like, I've already thought of the whole itinerary. She was like, one day, the first day we'd go mudsliding, and then the second day we'd go to something something, and then we'd go to like this mountain, and then we
come. Mudsliding.
I was like, mudsliding is in like drinks.
I hope so. I sure hope
she
so.
Parties.
Yeah. She goes crazy. She's like, we're gonna do coke on Monday. Yeah. We're doing meth party Tuesday. I'm like,
she worked a shift.
She wrote up an itinerary for us.
Well, she was like, well, I don't know if she wrote it up, but she was saying it. And she was also like, the airport you'd fly into is this one. She was like, it's 10 minutes away from me.
What?
She was like, I'd pick you guys up.
And it was like a 4-hour drive.
I guess I was focusing more on like big airports. Yeah. And I didn't think about like small.
We probably have to have a layover.
She did say that. Yes. She did inform me. She was like, you'll probably have a layover. Like, PDX or something.
Well, like Saskatchewan Airlines or something.
Yes.
Alaskan.
So like, you know, if we ever do Patreon, you know, be a fun little adventure.
A little vlog.
I don't feel like I've ever explored Canada. Like,
I've never been there.
I've seen Vancouver.
We should go there before it becomes United States.
Yeah. I think it's beautiful. It's just I've never like explored the country right above us.
I know.
But like, how fun would that be? We get to like go get our little Caffeination Station drink and hang out with the girls.
Literally in Massachusetts, it's like an hour flight to Toronto.
Is it on the...
No.
No, Vancouver's on our side.
Her side is
on our side.
Yeah, she's
West
like...
West Coast.
In the middle?
Like, I'm trying, like a quarter way and like 25% inland to all of Canada, I would say, right? Like, not the middle, but to the like a third. See. She's up there.
That did not help me at all, but I will look at
it. I don't want to go when it's cold.
I fear it's always cold, but maybe that's in my head.
It's just not nippy.
Yeah, but I don't want to go in the dead of
like
winter.
In February.
Yeah,
kind of fun, or also like in a rental car getting around just like snowy Canada.
No, she'd
like,
pick us up.
Okay, cool.
Where we stay? We all stay in her living room.
Sleeping bags
and stuff. Yeah.
No, but she was so sweet. She was like, I love this communication we're having. She's like, it's so fun going back and forth and like our fans and your fans communicating, whatever. I was like, oh my God, I love her.
Well, go show Caffeination Station some love because she has directed a lot of people our way. So if you're here from Caffeination Station, welcome. And if you're a fan of ours, go
it's
there.
It's like right above us.
I think the next time she goes live, I'll try to request and go live with her.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll like chat. So.
Well, unfortunately.
Oh, wait. The town is Dawson Creek right next to it.
Dawson Creek is a Canadian show?
No.
Like the show Dawson's Creek?
I don't think so.
No.
Was not. Oh, okay.
No, it's American.
Okay.
I think it was named. Isn't the person's name Dawson in that show? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Dawson's Creek.
I don't know.
Oh my God, a classic.
Do you remember the Degrassi theme song?
Yep.
Whatever it takes. I know I can make it through. Ooh,
well, that's a good Canadian show.
There were some different versions of it though, and some I did not like, and some I was a big fan of.
Yeah, then they went full instrumental and didn't have the choir for Degrassi.
Yeah, and it was just,
Gosh, remember when Drake got shot on that show?
I mean, how could I forget?
Spoiler alert.
Jimmy.
That was like the first school shooting, I feel like.
Was he in a wheelchair on that show, or am I making that up?
Not Columbine?
Yes. There's a school shooting episode, which is like the most intense episode of like...
Yeah, it's Drake. He plays there's a school shooter. And I forget what happened, but I feel like
it's like kind of like this nerdy, like outcast kid.
Yeah.
And they kind of prank him and he starts like dating a girl and she decides to break up with him. And then they do this game show prank where they dump a bunch of like glue and feathers on him and like, or like mustard
in front of the entire school, and the kid's just like, that's it.
But
and
didn't
just,
like, JT? No, not JT. What's a skipper?
Oh, yeah. Skater? This kind of skater kid who dated Lauren.
What the fuck is his name? I don't know. But I feel like somebody did it and like Jimmy got the blame for it and then he got shot.
Yes, you're right.
Good job, Carly. I just like remember something happening in the bathroom. He like, I don't know. It doesn't really matter, but
yeah.
It's a great show. Basically, it's kind of like the Grey's Anatomy for kids. It's like everything that could happen at that school happens at that school.
You know, it's a very like a lot of important like dark subject matter that like kids.
The dark side.
Or it's like something like teens need to like watch. It's a show that like.
Aaron, what are you doing? Are you putting on a striptease with his alarm? I was just seeing if I could do it.
It's your shoe over near the lip of my water bottle. How dare you?
Nolan like gets like really upset if his water bottle like is on the floor in the car. And I'm just always like.
Well, it's not with the lid open? Yet.
No. I'm like,
it's protected.
I know, it's like, it's not touching.
Where I put my mouth.
I mean, I get it totally, but I'm like, oh, I don't even think about that.
But I just know you would be upset if I did. If I was just like right there.
Go for it. Do it. Let's see what happens. I'll be upset.
My legs, sorry, my hamstrings.
Don't have the agility.
Pull my whole leg out.
So you mentioned going live on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
After I saw that message on TikTok the day before it got banned, because the last time we recorded was before the ban.
Oh, yeah.
There was that message where it said, you know, TikTok is not available, but we're thankful to President Trump for working with us to get TikTok back. And then TikTok went dark. Mm-hmm. I saw that message and I got so pissed. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? The guy's not even president yet. You're sucking him off. The CEO on his account had like retweeted some Charlie Kirk right-wing fucking video.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck TikTok. Fuck this. Like, I'm done with this fucking app. So I deleted it.
Uh-oh. No, you don't have it.
And then it came back literally the next day.
Yeah, probably like 16 hours later.
But in the app store, they have not brought it back.
It's because it's banned still.
So basically what I discovered is that the whole ban is still enforceable. The Supreme Court upheld it. But
can I ask something before you go on? The Supreme Court was like, we're banning TikTok. And then I guess Trump, whatever, brought it back. Is the Supreme Court like, hey, what the fuck?
It's all.
What?
Yeah. So
Congress
basically like Congress passed the law that Joe Biden signed. And then people from TikTok sued the federal government to say this is an infringement of our free speech and our ability to earn a living, etc. TikTok fought back, or the U.S. government fought back on behalf of the ban. That went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court was like, nah, this is going to be upheld. Like, it's illegal unless they sell it. And so TikTok was like, okay, well, we're going to go offline.
Yeah.
Biden said, we're not going to enforce this law, which is also crazy because he already signed it. And then basically what the law says is that for every user, you would get banned $5,000 if you are uploading TikTok, helping TikTok, supporting it in any way, which is like $1 trillion a day or something. So Apple would get sued, Oracle would get sued, Android would get sued, anybody who's helping TikTok. But for some reason, TikTok and the CEO talked to Trump and were like, no, don't worry about it. So TikTok itself feels like they're not going to be in trouble, but Apple doesn't believe whatever Trump has said. Android doesn't believe whatever Trump has said. Like, it's not in the App Store. And then it came back. So I was like, fuck, I should maybe just go re-download it and see like if the algorithm changed, whatever. And it's not in the App Store. And I'm a little frustrated because now I cannot get TikTok back on my phone.
There are ways to get it. I obviously follow like TikTok subreddits and people have been like, here's how to get it back on your phone.
So I tried for about 2 hours yesterday.
Why would you do a hard delete on it? Like, just because even if that. It was like, but it, like 24 hours hadn't even gone by.
Because fuck,
I would have at least just been like, I still love checking it.
There's
to
like
see
influencers
if it was
that have
change.
Deleted it. I saw like Remy Bader deleted it. She was like uploading on her mom's Android. Like, hey guys, checking in. Like, but then she eventually got it back. So there's definitely ways to get it.
There
back.
There are ways to get
talk
it back.
Talk to James Charles.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, the start of the new year is the perfect time to get organized, set goals, and prioritize what matters most. And for us, the top priority is financial wellness, which feels more important than ever. Thanks to Rocket Money, our goals feel achievable. They show all of your subscriptions right in one place and help you easily cancel ones that you forgot about, maybe that you've been paying for a long time. Rocket Money also pulls together all of your spending across all the different accounts so you can clearly keep track of spending habits and where you can cut back. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
See all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. You can easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help you keep your spending on track. You can see your monthly spending trends in each category to know where exactly your money is going. You can get alerts if your bills increase in price, if there's unusual spending activity, or if you're close to going over budget. And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save, and then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with the customer service so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good, rocketmoney.com/good. And now back to the episode.
Why, what did he do?
Did he delete it too?
Well, did James Charles, like, apparently, like, in... When TikTok went dark, he was able to still live on TikTok.
I think he had a VPN, and it was a different account.
He had resources to, like, get a whole different, like, account and phone or whatever. And, like, he was, like, under the sheets. He's like, okay, I don't know how I'm here, but I'm here. Yeah. Listen, guys.
It's a pretty funny audio.
He found a whole workaround, and everyone was
I spent about 2 hours on it last night, and I haven't succeeded.
Trying to download?
Yes, because basically what you need to do is you need to have a VPN, and then that VPN needs to say that you're in, like, the UK or Canada.
You have a VPN?
Yeah.
Okay, you do have one.
Well, I downloaded one to do this.
Okay, I would love to see how it works. I've always wanted a VPN.
I mean, it's, like, literally one tap. You just download any VPN app, and you're like, set the country, and then it's just routes your data through that country.
I didn't know it was that easy.
It's so simple.
I think I had to, like, go to Best Buy.
I just want to see the shows. You to go onto Netflix in Sweden and see if Bear Towns, or Max. Ooh, there's stuff.
Can I go with you?
Yeah, I can do it right now. I'm more interested about, like, content, getting access to other different countries' movies and shows.
I
mean,
I literally just opened the app, and it just says UK, and now I'm in the UK.
How much is it?
This is free, and then it's like $5 a month.
It's not bad.
Let me see. Let's go on Netflix. I actually haven't tried the Netflix thing, but what you have to try and do is then go into your app store and change the region of your app store to Canada, and then go and, like, reset your phone, put it on airplane mode, connect to the VPN.
This is what I'm talking about.
What?
That's where I'm like, I got to see somebody do this stuff when you're like, it's just one button, but then there's all these steps. Like, I got to just see what all the layers are and if
it is Big Bang Theory is now my first item on Netflix. Is that on your guys' Netflix? I don't know.
I think you're just the right target for that.
The Office is on Netflix, which is not in the U.S. The Office is on Paramount in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So this works.
Ooh.
That's mostly what VPNs are used for. But anyway.
You gotta watch shows.
Now I couldn't change my app store to Canada because I have an Apple TV subscription. An Apple TV subscription, it says, like, you can't change. So I tried to, like, set up a new phone number so I could set up a Canadian Apple ID account. That didn't work. I tried to change my entire phone's region to Canada.
It's because the servers are in the U.S. That's what I heard anyway. People are trying to use VPNs, but it's still not working because the servers are in the U.S.
You have to change the location of your app store on your iPhone to Canada.
Oh, I see.
It's a different app store. So, like, if you're in Canada, the Canadian app store will have, like, their mass transit app, or if you're in Japan, you want to go to the Japanese app store. So if you can't change the app store, you're basically fucked. I do have an Android phone from, like, a project that I did, like, 2 years ago, and I have TikTok on that phone. So, like, if I want to go on TikTok, I have to go on this Android phone and swipe, and I was able to log in. So it'll probably be a good thing for me to limit my screen time to have it on there. But
yeah. Do you guys think the algorithm has changed since the ban?
I think what happened was, went dark, came back, it was all, like, messed up kind of. Mine's perfectly, like,
back to normal.
Like, I'm seeing Luigi stuff, I'm seeing stuff about Trump. Like, mine seems very normal to me.
Okay.
Does yours not?
It's just like, I don't, sometimes it's like a lot of repeat content. Or, like, last night I watched one video of the guy, you know, the big CEO or that really rich man who wants to live forever. And he's like,
Ryan Johnson.
He's, like, modifying his body. I watched one clip of that. The rest of the night, it, like, every two or three clips.
Mine has been hyperfixating as well.
It hyperfixates on, like, one thing. And I'm like, I don't need to watch all of this stuff. And I didn't even, like, or favorite what he was talking about. It's just some of this fixated, repeated content. And it's keeping me, like, threading me along for some stuff that I don't feel like fully interested in.
It sounds like they probably reset everyone's algorithm. That's and they're trying to figure out what you
That's what it felt like.
There is a new algorithm for sure. Like they definitely reset it.
Like I feel like even when it came back, it was still all stuff that I would normally watch. It wasn't like totally fucking random.
Yeah,
I
think mine was too. But it was definitely weird. Like I kept getting people with like no views and no likes, which is like normal sometimes. But I was getting a lot of those, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. But like after I used it for like a day, it seemed normal, and then I know like live wasn't working, and I was like. Okay, this is
they definitely
weird.
Pulled some shit.
Did like, you do a wait? Sorry.
Well, there's a subreddit that I joined called I think it's like Nothing Happening Here. And there, I saw one TikTok, like one of the last TikToks I saw was like, okay, guys, when this gets banned, here's a subreddit. There's like 50,000 people already in it. So I joined the subreddit, and that is filled with a lot of people who are like, I commented, you know, hashtag free Luigi, banned. I commented fuck Trump, banned. Like, I don't know if that's a quirk. It sounds like you guys do not have that experience, but I would recommend checking out that subreddit.
Well, I kept seeing people say
I'm also not commenting those things.
You're not commenting free Luigi?
No.
No.
But people are saying
I would be too scared to comment something like that.
That's what they want, Matt.
Fuck Trump.
Yeah, but it's like my business. I don't want to like risk my profile being shadow banned.
I get
like,
that. Yeah.
I understand like the freedom of speech, but like I need my stuff to perform well.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't imagine, you know. You know, poor Matt Grippy, he said because though some of his videos do take off, I also think Matt Grippy is so underrated. And I think all of his videos should do well because Doja Cat reposted his video about him talking about like the devil. Like, and Doja Cat like doesn't post on TikTok anymore, and people are like angry she doesn't like post. They get so mad that that's the last thing she posted, and so they report his video and his account all the time because of Doja Cat, and that's caused his account.
You can see that?
I think it's his belief, and he thinks that's like that's what has where I keep my account gets reported all the time because people hate that like I'm Doja Cat's like first video or
that's
most
so
recent
funny,
video.
But like sucks.
It's also probably a lot of people like who are very religious that are like offended by it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Right, exactly.
Especially because it's like a huge TikTok too. It's
yeah.
popping up on people's For You pages.
Did you guys do like a mass save of all of your saves?
No.
I was freaking out in the last hour and I was like, I have to save everything and I couldn't even do it by the folders. And I sat there and used a Google Chrome extension and saved like 2,700 favorited videos.
It worked within an hour?
Like, Jesus Christ.
No, it took me about 3 hours. And the only thing annoying, I had to scroll to the very bottom and let it load. So for like 2 or 3 hours, I was just sitting there with my
TikToks
hand
you liked, not
on my laptop, scrolling down.
Yeah.
And saved all of those videos. And I have like 22 gigs of...
That's good though. It's good to have backups
TikTok
of stuff.
Media that's just like I own this data of all my favorited TikToks. But then I was like so happy that
the memes were great before it got banned. Like the one person who like printed it out like a scroll. Did you see that one?
I didn't get any memes.
Oh my, like TikTok is ending memes?
No, you were like doomsdayer, so I feel like it was very much on your feed.
Well, I saw some funny stuff. Like someone was like, don't worry guys, I saved TikTok, and it's like a tube that's like this long, and they unrolled basically just like a For You page printed on paper, and it just kept unscrolling it, and like all the comments were like, oh my god, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Like
I was seeing people in Canada were tweeting like, Americans, you can pay me like a flat rate for a screen recording on my For You page.
Or just someone, like I saw someone that was like smoking a cig and he's like, yo, can I bum one? And he's like, yeah, sure. He's like, no, I need a scroll, man. And he gives him his phone and he starts scrolling on it. Like, there's funny stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess it's back. I feel like 75 days is a month and a half. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Predictions?
No, that's over 2 months,
stay?
Right?
Yeah, I think it's going to stay. And I wish I was even
more
firmer that it was going to stay before. Like, even though the blackout, like, happened for 24 hours, I was still like, it's going to come back, it's going to come back. And then it did come back. Like, it wasn't.
I think we all were like, well, like, we know it's going to come back on, like, Tuesday at least or something. At least that's what I thought.
I thought it was not coming back. I would have said we're not seeing it for a while. But
when I woke up, I was like, it's already back.
I know. I
was like, you could have, like, at least gone dark for, like, a day. Don't make us
that embarrassed. We could have used the break, honestly.
Yeah.
It was nice for, like, an evening.
Speaking of Grippy, I was, like, cackling because it was, like, probably like a couple hours before the app shut down, he went live and he was in a Waymo and he was in the back. And like, if you go live on TikTok, like you're really not supposed to be in a moving car because you'll get banned because they think you're driving. And so he was live just talking about like his like great experience on TikTok and stuff, and then just got banned. So he couldn't like upload or
being in the back seat of a Waymo.
I hate being like a content police about like, or I have friends who like want to be content creators and stuff, and they're always reaching out to be like, hey Matt, like I'm gonna be making TikToks and stuff. I'm like, yeah, absolutely, dude, just, you know, do what you're passionate about. And then they'll like post a TikTok of them just driving, and I'm always just like, love you, but you cannot post. I'm just looking out for you.
Yeah,
but we can't do that while we're driving.
Well, I feel like you can post a TikTok of you driving. You can't do a live.
It will say like, this is like dangerous vehicle, like do not perform. You can't be like filming yourself driving a vehicle, like talking. Well, they'll allow it, but you can get like in trouble for like.
Yeah, it'll say like dangerous stunt or something. Yeah. It'll give you the flag, which probably is not good for you.
Dangerous stunt.
Stunting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what if you were like on a unicycle? Is that
That'd be so hard.
That'd be really hard.
That'd be like a unicycle? Real talent.
No.
I can pogo stick.
Hell yeah.
So fun.
I love a pogo stick.
It's not like that hard, I don't think.
How many pogos in a row do you think is your
I've
record?
Gone for a while.
I had one with the counter. I had
the digital counter?
Yeah, it was a digital.
Would it be like 10 or would it be like 100?
It would go to 99 and then it would reset after 100. And I would go past 100 for sure.
Oh,
that's,
it would reset?
We should only buy two digits.
It was like a analog, like digital claw.
I didn't even know they made that.
Yeah, it was in the 90s. It was a different
time. They
should
have at least had three because that's like so many were
No, I'm like pretty sure ours would go. Yeah, it was a two digit little thing. And we would just sit there and like pogo all the time. Yeah, I could pogo.
Yeah, I can pogo. I can pogo.
God. Sometimes you'll see like a video of a guy doing pogo sticks at a skate park. I'm just like, all right, guys, what are we...
there's like pro pogo, like, stickers. guys who can like pogo and do a backflip, like the really bouncy
ones.
Those are
sick.
Or like spin it around while they're flipping and then catch it and...
Yeah. Chase your passion,
I can
man.
Do that.
You can?
No, imagine. I looked up. I was just curious because I'm a big cheeseburger girly. Like, I love a fast food cheeseburger. And then yesterday I was like, I wonder what like, the most rated the most unhealthy cheeseburger ever, fast food wise. Any guesses?
Hardee's.
No.
What's the competitor?
Like, just
Carl's
a regular
Jr.
cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Carl's
I got
Jr.
like a bacon cheeseburger. No, no, no.
What's just, the like, place you and I stopped at when we were driving back from somewhere?
Waterburger?
We were driving back from when we went to Palm Springs with Ben.
Definitely wasn't Waterburger.
You were like, we got to stop here. We had like a breakfast burger.
Oh my gosh, where did I get that? That was like a Carl's Jr.
That was a Carl's Jr.?
Yeah.
That did not seem
particularly Carl's healthy. Jr., I think they make the most unhealthy ones, but I guess it's not that. Is it McDonald's? Burger King?
It's actually like shocking to... No, it's none of like the...
In-N-Out.
No.
But we would know of this place?
Yes.
Wendy's?
I mean, I can say it whenever you guys
want. Yeah, let's hear it.
This is a drive-through place.
I actually don't know. I think it's drive-through sometimes. Some places.
Five Guys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Five Guys is the most unhealthy
which
burger.
Which I truly thought it was like
Five Guys.
Yeah, they're like really
dumbass like peanuts.
Yeah. and their bags of potatoes right when you walk in.
Yeah.
So if I did bags of potatoes.
Well, I feel like they would have the most like natural ingredients, but I guess because it's just so like
oily.
Yeah.
I guess I was just shocked because I was like, for sure it's going to be like McDonald's or like,
yeah.
You know,
what
like
is
a
the reason
Carl's
why it's
Jr.
unhealthy?
Oh, I can look it up. It was like, or I have it. It says, according to our calculations, the Five Guys cheeseburger is the most unhealthy in its class, primarily because it has 73% more saturated fat than any other fast food cheeseburger.
73% saturated fat?
Yeah.
Five Guys.
What's the healthiest?
73. I was looking for it, and it was so annoying because I couldn't find it. It was always like by cheeseburger, by nuggets, by... So it was like all these different categories.
Mm.
Last, so I can try and find it.
Last Sunday, Matt told me about... It's a place called Mr. Charlie's, and it's
so good.
It's like a vegan fast food spot.
Yeah, I brought
it's
Nolan
McDonald's,
vegan McDonald's like, knockoff.
Yeah.
Oh, is it just be like McDonald's?
It tastes exactly like it, but it's
oh, really?
Vegan.
Yes.
I took Nolan there because he literally hasn't had fast food in like except for like maybe Chick-fil-A or something, but like 10 plus years. And he was like foaming at the mouth because he was like, oh my God, I this reminds me of being a kid because he hasn't had McDonald's.
And the chicken nuggets taste just like McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Yes. In the fries.
I didn't even like set
the
myself
fries
up for that.
Are great. The only thing that I think is like,
it'll be worth it.
Weird is that their cheese that they use is like this really sticky, messy cheese.
I didn't like the cheese. I would get it without cheese.
Wait,
next
you
time.
Did have it?
So I can't remember where I was on a Sunday. I was doing something and then I was like, I could go to this place because it's not exactly near my house. So I pull up Sunday afternoon. It is packed. There's like, no joke, probably like 50 people. At every table, there's people standing around. There's people inside. And I was like, Jesus Christ. But no one was eating. They were just kind of like sitting at the tables. And I was like, all right. And then I walked inside. No one inside. So I just ordered. And I was like waiting to like see what was going on out there. And then I got my food and I was like, all right, I'm excited to eat, but there's no inside seating. So there's only seating outside. And like, I was just like, whatever. I feel like I could just take one of these seats because nobody is actually eating here. And so I brought my stuff outside. I sat at one of the tables and I was like, hey, do you mind if I join you here at this table just so I can eat my stuff? And they were like, of course, brother, please come and sit with us. And I was like, okay. And then I start eating. And then within like 2 minutes, everybody's like, all right, fellas, gather up, gather up. All right, all right. Thank you all for being here, brothers. Everybody sat down and it was like a Christian, like Jesus meeting that they were having. And
oh God,
I was like in the middle of everybody and they go, before we start, we just have a new member here.
Oh no.
They're like, what's your name, brother? And I was like,
You're kidding.
My name is Mike. And they go, brother Mike, are you a fan of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And I was like, I am a Jew. And they go, that's okay, man. You could still accept Jesus into your heart. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to do that. but I can get up and leave if you guys need to do your thing. And they're like, no, brother, we want you here for this. And I was like halfway through my meal. So like I had the sauces out.
Where was this?
At Mr. Charlie's.
Oh, Mr. Charlie's.
And dude. I'm like halfway through this meal and I am surrounded. Like I was on the bench up against the window and 30 people. And so I'm in the middle of eating and they were like, it's all right, brother. You don't have to get up. It's fine. It's fine. And I was like, okay. So I'm in the middle of eating and like right before I take the bite, they go, and before we start our session, please bow our heads and pray in silence. And so I'm just kind of like, well, I can't be like munching and chomping while these guys. And it was like a
Mike's
long.
Like this.
What did they say?
It was like
it's
your
like the Talladega Nights when they're at
no,
the dinner
it,
table.
It was actually very like non like cringe or weird. It was very just like, you know, we thank the Lord for like being here with each other and we're blessed to live this life and we're here to do good mm-hmm. for the world. And it was like a really nice prayer.
Did they come from a church?
I don't
know.
It was
a Sunday, right?
It was a Sunday. They might have, but they were all dressed. It was like regular people just like hanging out. And I was just like,
what a weird place for them to meet up.
Yeah, Mr. Charlie's.
I think maybe like the manager of the Mr. Charlie's was like, yeah, come here. It also made it look like it was a very, I was like, damn, Mr. Charlie's is popping the fuck off. And so I just kind of like sat there with a half-eaten burger in my hand for a good like 4 minutes while they all bowed their head in the speech.
That is so
and then
fucking funny.
They started their like little sermon and I was just like kind of eating. And then I just finished and like I left and I was like, and they're like, we'll see you next Sunday, right, Mike? And I was like, I don't know about that. And I left.
You're like, I'm Jewish.
I mean,
that is genuinely like a sitcom.
It was, I was just like one of those, what am I doing here? What
now I want it.
That's really funny.
But it was really great. I would love to go back. Maybe on like a Tuesday when it's a little more relaxed.
They have
but
a food truck at the end of our street on Sundays at the farmer's market.
Yeah, they need like a different location. It's really not a great spot.
No, parking is tough.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
But it was great.
It's far. Don't love it.
Mm-mm. It's so good though.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you have with our towns?
Something about square footage. Well, last night I was looking up just like in terms of the fires, like all the acreage, the new one, the Hughes Fire.
Oh,
I was like, Jesus Christ, because it went from like nothing to like
exploded.
It was insane.
It did.
And it's right on a lake,
right?
Too.
Or did it?
I don't
think it did. It's like, you don't have to.
But it said that it was 10,000 acres already.
This is the one in Santa Clarita?
Yeah. And like,
is that what you said? What? I kind of want to go to Six Flags.
Oh, no. Oh. I just like really want to go.
Oh, can you imagine though being at Six Flags and watching that fire?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't go
probably
then.
Get sick views from
the I know you're yeah. roller coaster.
Every time I go by, I mean, I've driven by like maybe six times in my life. I never see the coasters moving. I'm like,
the coasters are in. Have you been?
No.
Oh my gosh, no! I've been to Six Flags. The
is it like
Magic
busy?
Mountain. It's less packed than Disneyland, okay.
But the roller coasters, Carly, are insane.
Really?
Why? Yes. I thought like roller coasters were intense in the 90s. That's when like I
are they just like so fast?
Yeah, the engineering of them are just like,
oh god,
super intense.
I also don't know. Like, I haven't been on one in, I don't know, a while, it feels
they
like.
They have one that has like flamethrowers that like when you're like going through a loop, just like,
oh,
you feel the
god
heat of
I
flames
love when
on
that
you
happens. Like when you're doing a backlot tour or something and they do the heat explosion.
Oh,
and you,
yeah,
feel, I like, love that.
We'll do a backlot tour.
Or hibachi grill, they do a little woo.
Yeah, I'm always flame like, just, yeah, can we just leave that on for a while? I'm a little.
Oh, like the Jaws one where it,
yes, exactly.
Yeah. I always get scared. I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm going to get hurt.
You know what you
it
would love then?
I love it. What?
The Taylor Swift Eras tour.
Oh, you would.
Oh, she's got flames going?
Yeah, and they are so fucking hot. We weren't close by like any means. We were in like the 100 sections in stadiums. So okay, like,
I did something
big
bad.
It was so goddamn hot. I felt like my face was
like
on
sweating
fire. Yeah, it was extremely warm.
Damn.
The flames.
In the middle of the night, my dreams.
I like, exactly. I've scrolled through a live of like a girl on a treadmill doing the Eras workout.
Yeah,
have you guys
yeah
heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually don't think I could do that. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I know.
Wait, you're talking about like a soul cycle?
She'll be on a treadmill at like a pretty decent pace,
like,
and then
doing
singing
the
entire Eras tour set.
That's how Taylor trained.
I know. Yeah, it's like
in stilettos.
Because you have to be basically like doing a full whatever 2-hour workout and singing.
Three.
It's almost 3 hours.
I know. It's funny that I don't even know. But
truly,
like,
almost four.
Sing is very cardiovascularly intensive,
yeah,
and so is running, and so like,
well, a lot of singers will like practice by like running and
yeah
singing,
like she
yeah
must be in insane shape,
yeah,
yeah,
like
I could
to
not imagine.
I know, I'm always like, I wonder how many steps she's got for the day.
So many steps.
Speaking of, I wanted to mention this, very strange, Brian Johnson, the guy who's like trying not to die.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, there's this guy, Brian Johnson. He's like a biohacker. He spends like millions of dollars every year taking a million supplements, perfecting
he
his sleep.
He looks creepy.
He looks like he's had the blood drained out of him.
Well,
he's
he did
now,
do
he's
that.
Now like,
didn't he do that?
I used to think he was creepy, but now his like his charm's kind of working on me where I'm like, do you, man. Go do it. Like, he's chasing the science.
He's trying to live forever.
Yeah,
he had a
blood transfusion.
How old is he?
He's like 49 or something, but he claims he has the body of a 28-year-old. But he just looks bad. Like, he doesn't look healthy.
I think he looks
creepy.
Very pale because he just stays out of the sun because, you know, that's bad
for
him.
He looks like a wax doll.
Yes.
Why is he already like trying to live forever if he's still so young?
Because, well, his point is he never wants to die. So
got
like he's
it
doing everything now to like
prolong
his life.
He's like a little
waxy
boy.
So this dude is kind of a freak. I was on Blue Sky, which if you're not on Blue Sky, get an account.
What's
fuck
Blue
all the other
Sky
social media. It's like the new kind of version of Twitter.
For libs.
But it's, no, it's
oh,
not.
Oh, Blue?
Blue Sky.
I got it.
No, it's not for the libs.
I'm Republican now, so.
Okay. It is for.
I think I'm on it. Yeah, I am.
It's open. It's decentralized. So it's like, you can build other platforms on it. It's a very good system.
They're
and
making like their own TikTok too.
Yeah, they're making a TikTok. They've made an Instagram. It's like
it looks just like Twitter.
So anyway, I was on there last night and someone posted a screenshot. So Brian Johnson, this guy, he's always tracking his steps and his health and his breathing and his nighttime sleep, okay?
He's a perfect sleep score.
He tries to get a perfect sleep
How?
Score. And his son, he has a son who also does these like really intense sleep tracking stuff. And one of the things that his sleep tracks is the erections that he gets throughout the night.
Oh my God.
And
his
how,
son?
And how long the erections are. And
him he, or his son?
They both do. Okay. And he tweeted, like, me and my son were comparing our sleep results, and my erection was 2 minutes longer than my son. You got to step it up, boy. And
that's
like,
kind of creepy. That's ew, so creepy.
Ew.
It's
just
like science.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And, part of me, I'm like, that's creepy. But then I'm like, it's science. I don't know. If they're going to go do it, do it. I think it's the most interesting experiment anyone's doing right now.
The Blue Sky tweet was like, oh, yeah, I remember me and my dad swapping erection times. Like, the good old days. Like, when we used to swap erection. It's just like.
I think, like, yeah, it's science. But when it's you and your kid, that's weird.
But they're already swapping blood.
What, does he have a wife?
I don't,
what does she look like?
I can't imagine that there's a woman sticking around to do all
it's
that.
It's just a robot.
I think it's interesting because he was like talking about the products that he has been using for like his hair or his teeth last night. And I'm like, oh, but these aren't like brand deals. So these aren't like, he's not getting sponsored. This guy already has the money. He's spending all this time doing the research on figuring out what type of product, what type of floss actually is the best floss for my teeth, why the water pick is important, why this mouthwash is, because he's doing the research. Like, he's the one person where I would be like, actually would pay attention to what products is he genuinely.
Not TikTok shop.
Not TikTok shop.
Does he have like a podcast or something?
This was just my TikTok last night because he kept coming up. Like, what I was but talking about.
He talks about it on TikTok?
Yeah, yeah. It's these like vertical videos. I don't know if it's someone re-uploading a long video that he made, but it's very interesting.
Huh.
And yes, he does look weird. He does look in a way older than how he is, but it's just the most fascinating science experiment of someone who has all the money. They beat the video game of life, and all they want to do conduct the great what?
Like, beat the video game of life.
Well, I mean, in terms of like, a lot of money.
You have
like
all the tokens.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, it's like you have the Rosebud cheat code. You can hire someone.
I was like, he hasn't lived forever yet.
No, he's working on
it. Right.
The funniest thing would be if he, I mean, I don't want this to happen, God forbid, but like if he just gets hit by a bus and dies.
Yeah.
Like, because that is always a possibility.
Isn't that ironic?
Wow, he looks so different. He looks like
he used to look so normal.
Like, look at what he looked like.
Yeah. Is it giving, like, he's done stuff to his face? Like, definitely, like, filler and stuff?
I don't think he's putting filler and stuff into like, his face. I think he's just going under intense light therapy.
This is what he looked like?
Yeah, he looked like a normal dude.
You see this?
Uh-huh.
He's doing, like, probably, like, a $2,000 facial, like, every day to make sure it's the best. Like,
goddamn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what Matt Rife did, whatever he did.
That's so crazy.
His teeth look like they're veneers.
His eyes freak me out.
He also like sells supplements and courses, and like you can sign up to be a part of his program. So he is like using this.
Is he kind of like shilling out stuff?
There is a girl that I went out with once was telling me that like her dad like signed up and does the courses and pays and goes to the lectures, and like it's a little bit of like a, I don't know if it's a grift, but he is making money off of this stuff too. Like he's sharing a lot of his data. A lot of it is free, but you could sign up for it. And I'm just like,
it would be dope if the experiment continues. If there is a discovery within the experiment that like actually makes him live so long, and it's like, oh, this is like a main thing that if we actually focused on, people could live longer.
Yeah, it is an interesting to see like where he can say like, oh, it turns out if you just take like a lot of niacin, you know, your brain, whatever. So it is good to test the science on this, but it's also him specifically, like it seems like it's a little much. Like when he goes to bed at night, his room is like a specific temperature, and he's got like the humidity at a certain level, and he's wearing all these trackers, and he's got like red it's just like
someone's doing it. I would never do that, but I'm just, it's cool that someone out there is conducting the experiment.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Is not succumbing to the vices of life. That would be the toughest thing. If I was a billionaire, honestly, give me some fucking cocktails and I want a yacht and I want to be in the Bahamas with my wife. Like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
But this guy's just like, no, I'm going to just try to abstain from anything that could add toxins to my body.
This man like really can't go on vacation, right? Because he
never sees the sun.
He kind of goes to parties and like tries to dance awkwardly.
He does some ketamine, but
I saw him like, at a party, not in person, but a video. But he was like trying to like, I don't know, dance, and it was very awkward.
Does he exercise? Like, does he have a six pack? Is he ripped?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good shoulders.
Skinny. He's talking about traveling. He's in China right now.
Oh.
He maintains a 100% sleep score.
100%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his erection time?
I wish you said that.
I wonder
wearing a wedding band.
I need some supplements he's taking to sleep.
He definitely
I would hate
does
to be married
look
to someone
younger.
Like that. Like,
oh my God.
Sorry, baby, gotta go to bed. Like, shut up.
I know. Like, even like when I'm on vacation, if my partner was like, okay, let's go to the gym, I'd be like, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at him. He's ripped. Oh,
that's a gross ripped too. I don't
him and his son.
It's giving like the Joe Rogan weird belly ripped thing. Like
he's so weird.
Pale. He's so, get a tan,
Joe
bud.
Rogan belly ripped. What are you talking about?
They just
about?
Like, it's like wrestlers. They always have this like belly that's like, they're
Joe
like
Rogan
strong.
Has the body of like a chimp. Like
he does. I mean, he definitely
but
takes
Joe Rogan's
like
5 foot.
He definitely
He's
takes
like a little
like,
man.
Yeah. I've heard that he, and I think you can tell in some of his podcasts, he raises his chair so he
to
can
be taller.
As,
absolutely.
To be
a,
well,
oh,
to,
for sure.
If he has like a tall guest on or something. It's just
like as tall
as so
you.
Weird. I want to have him on the podcast.
I have a picture of me and Joe Rogan.
You should post it now.
Nah, it'd be pointless. I'm like in a suit and he's just like
You must be towering over him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like...
Is he as short as me?
Very short. And I even think I'm like hunched over.
Is he the guy who's always on his tiptoes when he's taking photos of people?
Joe Rogan?
I think he is.
Probably.
It's really funny.
I just saw a video and it was like men taking a photo. It was like a group of like six men and someone was like videoing their feet and they were all on their tiptoes. I was like, lame.
I've only done that once. It was a joke though.
Sometimes his experiments go wrong.
What?
Why? What happened? Oh. That's
oh
him?
My God. Yeah. What does that say?
That he like tried to do something.
Okay, it looks like a post hair transplant.
No, it was he got injections with fat derived extracellular matrix to restore volume by stimulating my body's natural fat growth. It's possible to use one's own body fat for this, but the problem was I didn't have enough fat on my body to extract, so I used a donor.
Oh.
Immediately following the injections, my face began to blow up. And then got worse and worse and worse until I couldn't even see. It was a severe allergic reaction.
Damn. Can
you imagine being on this team just like, oops.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sorry,
like,
boss.
Injecting somebody else's body fat into your face. That's wild.
Honestly, though, I kind of do respect the like boldly go where no one's gone before. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
You have to have a little bit of chutzpah to decide
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I don't got enough body fat. Fuck it. Grab someone else's. Let's see if it works.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be a statue of this man, like, 100 years from now. The man who wanted to live forever, who defied. Yeah, like, I think he's going where no man has ever gone before in terms of health and longevity.
I'm just like, I can't imagine. I just feel like there's no way that you could live longer than, like, 110, maybe.
It's going to be interesting to see, like, where does just cancer come from? Like, if he just succumbs to, like, some disease or, like,
yeah.
that it's... You couldn't even predict it.
It would be tragic if he got a disease that was like had nothing to do with like,
yeah,
like dementia or something, you right. know, or like.
But if like he ALS, actually has like yeah. basically he just has access to like medical scans, all of it wants. Every day, he could catch anything.
He's like
right
a billionaire.
It starts. Yes.
I don't know, billionaire or just like
I think
a lot
I
of
heard
money.
It was like hundreds of millions of dollars, and then. Dana White was like in an interview a couple years back talking about him when he started this experiment. He's like, my friend is actually a trillionaire. He is a total trillionaire. I'm like, no one's like a trillionaire.
He's their friends.
But he's not in the top 10 richest people, right? So I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he's one of those like, isn't Dana White going to be like the head of the
yeah,
Department
he's
of Education
in the fucking
or something?
Cabinet. Well, they haven't like voted on it yet. But
I thought they're getting rid of the Department,
the Department
of Education.
Department of Education?
No, Dana White has some like crazy role in the government.
No, I think they're getting rid of the Department of Education, I thought.
Yeah,
or something.
I mean...
Defunding it.
Yeah, they're defunding it because they don't care about kids.
Well, unless they have to get rid of the woke agenda.
Yeah.
Which is empathy for those who are wondering what that
yeah,
is. But
that's all that is. God, that's so fucking annoying.
Oscar nominations came up this morning.
Oh. Oh.
Any movies I'd know?
Because they delayed the Oscar noms because...
Of the fires.
Of the fires.
Outfit review after the Oscars?
Wait, Oscars from last year?
Like this 2024.
I thought Conan O'Brien was going to host
for the movies that came out in 2024.
I thought that just happened.
No, those are the.
That was the Golden Globes.
Oh, okay.
Now, I was under
the
impression.
It's all the same movies, though.
Okay.
Now, I was under the impression that Conan O'Brien was going to be hosting the Oscars, but now he is not hosting the Oscars.
Really?
Though I haven't found any. But
wait, what makes you say
people
that?
People are saying that Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennett are hosting.
Please,
which I'm like,
Bowen
what?
Where
I don't
are
know
you
if it's because.
That?
Well, I thought it was announced that Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennett were hosting it, but I don't know if it's maybe did Conan O'Brien did he like lose his house in the fire or anything?
He did not. Although both of his parents passed away like
within
2 months ago,
within 3 days of each other.
Oh my God!
Yeah, really sad.
Did but, they?
Well, no,
did,
I think that's like sad for him.
But yeah, no,
yeah.
That's
so.
It's a little
wasn't
romantic.
Like a, did they both have something wrong?
No, they
or
were just like super old. They were like
heart.
98 or 99. Yeah. And I think
that's
one
crazy
of them
that
died.
Can happen.
And then
yeah,
it happens a lot.
All the
Patricia's
time.
Grandparents died within 5 days of each other.
No, that's
so sweet.
Fucking crazy.
I mean, at that point, it's like.
It's just heartbreak.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Yeah.
Dude, I.
Especially when you're that old. Like,
yeah.
I would be surprised if Conan pulled out of the Oscars because.
Well, maybe if you listened to more than 5 minutes of his podcast at a time, you'd know what was going
Wait,
on.
Wait, maybe he is hosting. Maybe I'm going to take it back about Rachel Sennett and.
Where did you hear that? Somebody on TikTok?
No, they posted.
Blue Sky.
Oh, they announced. Sorry, my bad. I take it back. Bowen and Rachel announced the nominees together.
Oh.
Conan
Do y'all like
hosting.
Bowen Yang?
Yeah. I love him.
Yeah. Okay. I think, yeah.
Do you not?
I feel like he's like kind of cringy.
Cringy.
It's just like Mudang. I don't know. I'm just like, okay.
I also didn't really like him in Wicked.
I didn't know he was so going to be in Wicked. And when I was like, okay. I didn't really mind him in Wicked, really, but I was good.
I did listen to the full episode of the most recent Conan episode because there was no guest. it was all about like the LA fires and Sona, who's the other co-host of the podcast. She lost her house in the fire.
Oh, no.
It is so sad. Yeah. Like she's like holding back tears.
Yeah, I kept seeing clips on TikTok and I was like, I can't watch that.
I mean, it was very cathartic to like listen to like Conan and people talk about the fires and their experience and whatever. But yeah, it sucks that Altadena is like gone. So
yeah,
but it was a great episode. And if there's a guest that I like, I would listen to the full one. Smartless though, I can't listen to an episode. Just give me like the first 10 minutes. People. It's just
no. He doesn't like interviews.
I just like interviews of actors. So when you moved to Hollywood, yeah, I was broke, and then I got my. It's like I heard this story a billion times. I don't need to hear how, you know, Dax Shepard lived on a couch in 1989.
But the best picture nominees: we have Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part Two, Amelia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Ooh. Wicked.
Too many nominations.
Ooh, Wicked.
It's usually Where's... always this amount. Mm. What?
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. Did you see it?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it too.
But I think The Brutalist should win.
Is that with Joe Alwyn? He's in that, right?
Who's that?
Taylor's ex-boyfriend.
It's like Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend.
Was he in that?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yes. That was him in that. Yeah. I never noticed that.
Yeah.
I had a ticket to see The Brutalist in IMAX and then... someone decided to light LA on fire, so I had to leave.
Run. Go see it.
I know. I think they extended the 70 millimeter showing, so I want to see it. But
and Timothy Chalamet got nominated, and Selena Gomez did not get nominated. Thank Ooh. God.
Oh, yeah. You saw Amelia Perez, right?
Yes.
What did you think of it? Didn't you, like, have people over to watch it?
Yeah,
to,
we all like, got, see? Like, drunk and watched it. It's...
after the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
Yeah, after the Golden Globes, ago. But it was, like... a couple of weeks after the Golden Globes when we watched it. Oh, do you know what the plot is?
No idea.
Yeah, isn't it? It's like a trans woman, right?
Zoe Saldana, and this is not a spoiler by any means. Zoe Saldana is like a lawyer.
Spoil
she
it.
She gets like a phone call and it's like, be at this location if you want to make a bunch of money. She gets there. She gets like kidnapped, taken out into the outskirts of Mexico to where the drug cartel is, gets in the truck, removes the hood, and she's face to face with the head of the entire drug cartel. And he's like, what I'm about to tell you, you can't tell anyone else. But
is this based on a true story?
No.
Okay.
He basically says, I want to be a woman. And I want you to like take care of like the whole procedure and everything for me. I want you to get my wife and our kids set up in an alternate life. The head of the drug
cartel said, I want to be a woman.
And so... the head of the drug cartel decides like he's going to end his life, fake his death, and become and live as a woman. And then this shit goes down where he's like, I want to be back with my kids and I want to be around them. Like a Miss Doubtfire situation. He goes, tell them that I'm your aunt and Selena Gomez says, go back and live with him and with the kids and doesn't know. And it's a musical and it's not even like a good musical. It feels like a fanfic, like cabaret.
Yeah. Like, and it like won best picture,
It has the most nominees for the entire Oscars.
How is it
should
possible?
Not win. It could win best
like,
foreign
over
film.
Wicked?
But it should not win. Zoe Saldana should win. She's fantastic in it, but it's not a good movie at all.
Compared to like all the movies it's against was crazy.
I think because it's such like a little bit of a spectacle kind of. It kind of feels like a Baz Luhrmann film. It's very like Moulin Rouge or Great Gatsby. It has like this, it's not even as good as both of those, but it has this like stylistic element. You're a bit like, oh.
Is this based on a book or a play or someone just came up with this out of nowhere and that's...
I think someone just
based
came
on
up.
Old America.
It's old a America. Wild idea of like, imagine anymore. The head of the drug cartel wants to be like a trans woman.
Yeah, that's
who thinks of that?
Like, it's a very creative idea. It's worth popping on and just seeing the whole story unfold.
Is it a comedy? Like, no. Is it lighthearted? Are I there jokes so. In it?
Not really.
So it's like a serious musical. It's like,
but it has this like campy element to it that I was laughing at a lot. But maybe people wouldn't say it's like camp. But I kind of viewed it as campy.
Is anyone from Nosferatu like nominated for anything?
I don't think so.
That's so crazy. What, did it come out too late?
I feel
something?
Like it came out this year more than it did.
Well, it came out on Christmas.
Oh. Mm.
But maybe that's too close to the cutoff. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, thanks again for everybody for watching another episode of... Well, I mean, do you want to keep going?
No, okay. No, it's fine. I just didn't realize how much time gone by.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. We're
talking about Oscar stuff. But
we got a full Emilia Perez worth of content here.
Yeah, we got to watch it.
Thanks everybody for watching another episode of Good Influences. Stay strong out there. Don't let the world beat you down. Stay positive. Keep your values. Keep your morals. Make the world a better place. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.